So it's a pleasure talking to Sarah Kinghealy today, who's the training manager for the UK Data Service. Sarah, thank you for joining us today to talk a bit about the data skills modules. Can you please tell us about your role and how long you've been at the service?
Yes, so I started working for the UK Data Service in 2010, and this was towards the end of a PhD, and I got a part-time role just to do specific projects. And then after a while, that developed into a full-time role. And so I've been working in user support and training for the service ever since.
Excellent. And what have you enjoyed most about the roles so far?
Well, it's very varied. There's lots of different things that we do in user support and training. Some days we will be answering a lot of questions about our data on the help desk, for example. Other times we'll be preparing training materials. Other times we'll actually be doing events, you know, so running events, which could be conferences or they could be workshops. Sometimes they're local, sometimes they're in other parts of the country, and working with all different kinds of users.
Very good. And of course, we're now going to be talking about the launch of the data skills module, which I know you've worked really hard on with your team as well. I wonder if you could just tell us a bit about what the data skills modules are all about, what we can expect from them.
Yes, the data skills modules are online, interactive, self-learning materials. They cover three data types that we have. We provide access to these data types at the UK Data Service. So these are survey data, longitudinal data, and aggregate data. The modules, in terms of content, what they aim to do is to show users how to get started with finding good quality data that they can use for research or writing reports, for example. And then they take the user through, you know, how to get started exploring the data, cleaning the data if necessary, and doing basic analyses. So in the case of surveys, that might be producing frequency tables or bar charts, cross tabs, those kinds of quite basic analyses and visualizations.
That's very useful. And who are the modules mainly aimed at? Is it kind of a broad section of people?
Well, they're aimed at anyone who doesn't have access to this information. So someone just getting started with one of those data types for the introductory modules, for example. The crime module might be useful for those who want to learn about crime surveys or how to use surveys in R. And each offers a step-by-step guide to getting started with the data type or software. And it could also be useful for those who want to brush up on their skills. So users can either do the whole module or they can just dip in and out, choosing the bits that most interest them. In terms of types of users, well, the modules are freely available on our website, so they are there for anyone who wants to use them. So these could be researchers or students in academia, people who are working in business, charities, government, or independently. So they're there basically for anyone who wants to learn about using the data and how to get started with using the software we use to analyse it.
That sounds very useful indeed. And can you tell us a bit about how the step-by-step guides work in terms of helping people to be able to use survey data and the different kinds of data?
So for each of the modules, we go through the process of understanding the data type and how to find it through to getting started with analysis. So they start by describing the data type. So in this case, surveys, longitudinal and aggregate data, and the key features of that kind of data, and then how to find and access the data, and then how to explore and analyze the data. So this includes explaining key issues with using the data type. So for example, we explain about sampling and survey weights in the surveys module, as those are quite key to understanding how to use surveys. We also introduce one or more data sets in each module, and we use those as the examples throughout. And then anyone who's doing the module would use those data sets in the exercises.
Yeah, brilliant. So if someone's not used to kind of finding this sort of data, your modules will basically teach them how to get access, and it could be really useful to very in-depth study into something to improve our society. And just knowing how to access surveys, aggregate data, could just add a wealth of information and credibility and strength to their research.
Yes, that's right.
That sounds really good. And what sort of format are the modules in?
The modules are available in the Learning Hub on the Data Service website. And when you go into them, you'll see that they're created as standalone modules. So when you go into a module, you'll see that there's a list of contents and there's a menu used to navigate through the materials. And the materials are set out in short units with several pages of materials in each of those units. Some pages contain mostly text and others have videos. So these might be video guides or demos showing how to do analysis using software. There are also practical exercises, so for the user to do themselves for practice, and also test yourself quizzes, and they are throughout the module. And the aim of those is to allow users to check that they've understood as they go along. And that can be very useful because sometimes you read things and think you've understood, and it's only when you actually try answering a question about it that you discover whether or not you really did understand it.
So it's been really well thought out, because it seems like you take into account somebody who might come into this world will just be overwhelmed and daunted by the depth of information. And by doing these modules, you really have thought about every barrier that they might face and help to lower them for them to make it easier for them to approach it.
Yeah, we've done our best with that, yes.
And how did you come to this point? Was it through a lot of user testing, asking questions of users, or was it just your own knowledge and experience with your team on what you knew would be the major problems?
The current introductory modules are updates of the previous modules that were launched in spring 2018. So to inform the updates, we first did user testing on the previous modules, and we got very positive feedback about the contents, but we were told that the software wasn't as user-friendly as it could have been. So that's mostly what we changed this time, as well as updating the data we used in some cases and updating the videos. So in terms of the software we're using, we're now using something called Articulate Rise 360, which is an e-learning material authoring tool. And it produces materials that are very easy to read with good navigation, with the side menu. They're accessible and they have features like the ability to search for keywords or text and a progress bar so users can see how far they've got with the materials.
And have you got examples of how people have used the previous modules to make enhancements to their work to level that was in line with the vision that you're put forward?
The previous versions were well received. When we presented about them at conferences, there was a lot of positive feedback. And the more formal user testing we did before we started the updates also gave us some good feedback. For the new modules, we include a feedback section at the end of the module, including questions about how useful the module was, how users would use what they'd learned in work or as a student, and the opportunity to add in any other comments about how we could improve them.
What would be, in an ideal world, what would be your, in terms of the modules being in line with your vision and what you'd like to see happen, what would be an ideal scenario for people who use the modules? What would be the kind of outcome you'd like to see happen?
Well, I would like people to look at the modules and to discover the modules, really, and think that they were so useful that they wanted to share them with their friends and their colleagues. And that's, I think, that would be the ideal. We had some interns over the summer who came to work for us, and that's what happened. I actually sent links to the updated modules, which weren't at that point on the website, but they were nearly ready. And that was their comment about this, that they couldn't wait for them to be on the website so they could actually share them with other people. The interns were at the end of the second year undergraduate course doing subjects like sociology or criminology.
And so you think, so hopefully with undergraduates using the modules, they say if they do something like sociology about the kind of effects of the pandemic on local societies, these modules will help them find those important data sets that could help them come to the conclusions that would probably lead to an interesting project, but also good results as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what makes these modules different from other training materials on the UK Data Service website and that are provided by the service?
The key difference here is that they package together materials so that the user can start at the beginning of the module knowing nothing about the data. By the end, they should know all about what the data look like, where the data come from, how to get it, and how to start using it, using a suitable software tool. So all the basic things that people new to data need to know, and they can then take those skills and use them for their own reports or research. The modules are also different in the sense that they're interactive. So they've got a variety of things like text, videos, and exercises. And I think the test yourself questions are particularly useful, as they mean you can check your understanding as you go along. And there's also the option to download a certificate of completion at the end of the modules. So you have to answer some questions and get 8 out of 10 of them right, and then you can download and print a certificate.
And what would you say for somebody who's new to this kind of data, and you said it's open to beginners who are not used to use this sort of data, what are the major challenges that they might find when they're looking to use survey data, longitudinal data or aggregate data?
People who are completely new to research, I think it's just knowing that data are available to be used that's one of the first problems. A lot of people don't realise the wide variety of high quality data available and that they're easily accessible. And also, when you're new to using data, you might want to use it, but you don't really know how to get started, you know, which software to use, whether you need to learn to write code or not, for example, and, you know, whether there are any extra things about how the data were created that you need to know in order to use it properly. So these are the sorts of things that the modules cover.
Yeah, so could you give us some examples of the software that that could be really useful to them, but they're not aware of, that they will learn through the data skills module would be good to use?
We've tried to make the modules as open access as possible. So the modules are freely available on the website, and where possible, we've used open access data, either research data or teaching data sets from the UK Data Service. We've also used open access software, or point out where there's something similar for free. So for the surveys and longitudinal modules, we used SPSS, but we also mentioned that there's the similar free software tool called PSPP that is also available for those who can't use SPSS. For the aggregate module, the exercises use Excel or Google Sheets and ArcGIS. And for the crime surveys module, we used RStudio. And this is a user-friendly interface for R. And both R and RStudio are open source software that you can just download from their website.
Yeah, how does that work, that software? What kind of uses does it have?
SPSS, and they're very similar. As I say, we used SPSS, and that's really a commonly used survey analysis tool. It's a specialist survey analysis tool, so it's not designed for other kinds of data specifically. It's really more for survey data. And so it handles things like survey weights, and it does, as I say, it has drop-down menu options so that you can just quite easily analyse the data without knowing a great deal about how to write code. But you can also write codes. It's called syntax in SPSS, and you can do that as well. And obviously, when you're more into it, you would be well advised to do that. But for complete beginners, we've gone down the approach of using the drop-down menu, so that's one less thing to worry about, really. One of the other key features of SPSS and similarly PSPP is it handles things like the labels of survey data. So depending on how you choose to view the data, you can see the data in a kind of numeric format, or you can see the labels that are attached, where there are labels attached to numbers for the variables. You can see the names and the descriptions of the variables and these kinds of things. So this is why these kinds of survey analysis tools tend to be rather better than using something like Excel, which also has great advantages, but I don't think it works so well with using survey data in terms of being able to handle labels and weighting your data and things of that kind.